Detectives seek payment of bill for Fagan probe. The Atlanta Constitution, Saturday, 4th September 1915, page 1, column 3. Garnishment proceedings were started against the National Pencil Factory yesterday for a sum of $2,200, alleged by the Pinkerton National Detective Agency to be the bill due to them for their investigation into the murder of Mary Fagan. The garnishment is returnable to the November term of the Superior Court. The papers were served upon the National Pencil Company's banking account in the Atlanta National. It is alleged by the Pinkertons that they were employed by Leo M. Frank the day following the crime's discovery to investigate the murder. Harry Scott, the division superintendent of the Pinkertons, went to work upon the case and, on the witness stand, delivered testimony damaging to Frank, his employer. It is alleged by attorneys for the pencil factory that the Pinkertons failed to comply with terms in the contract. Page 1, Column 6. Convicts escape from State Farm. New York. Harry, alleged post office crook, and pal elude searchers. Third convict is recaptured. Milledgeville, Georgia, September 3rd. Frank Halsey, alias New York Harry, believed by postal authorities to be one of the most notorious post office robbers in the country, and another convict named Miller, from St. Mary's, Georgia, who escaped from the state penitentiary yesterday afternoon, are still at large tonight, although search for them has been made throughout this section. Announcement of the escape of Halsey and his confederate was made today, when federal authorities, who are most anxious for the recapture of Halsey, were notified. In their dash for liberty, Halsey and Miller were accompanied by a third convict, who was caught and returned to the farm. According to the statement of Deputy Warden C., the three men made their escape at 2 o'clock Thursday from the hospital, about half a mile from the stockade, where they were being treated as tubercular patients. Securing an axe and a hammer, they succeeded in cutting the wire fence which encloses the hospital grounds, and were over 100 yards away before they were seen. Deputy Warden C. was notified, but as he had to drive 4 miles to get hounds to put on the trail, the fugitives secured a good lead. The third convict, however, whose name Deputy Smith did not state, was caught between 2 miles from the hospital. He was exhausted by his efforts after he was brought back. He is still confined to his bed. Halsey and Miller were fleeing in the direction of Jones County when the hounds lost the trail. New York Harry was in the penitentiary charged with blowing a safe at Barnett, Georgia. He had only about 5 months of his sentence to serve, according to Deputy Smith. Federal authorities, it is stated, have urged that every effort be made toward his recapture, as he is wanted for the robbery of a post office in Southern California. The state has offered a reward of $25, all that can be given in such cases.